ध्यानपुरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्ये गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै कदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्याविहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्ये क्षेत्राश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीत्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वन्दे नमस्ते चरणं इलं प्रव्यजन् तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं विमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय मां चरणान्तिके। Discussing something, what is pure bhakti in our morning classes? From the book of Srimad Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Tattva Vidit, though is like a very booklet, but very powerful. All doubts will go. And we will know what is pure bhakti. And then we can engage ourselves in devouring pure bhakti. Then there will be no chance to fall down for bhakti. Then continuously we will go develop our Krishna prema. I think in this modern age, after Sat Goswami, up to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, only Bhakti Vinod Thakur is so very powerful. Acharya in this world. And that is why he is called Bhagiratha. Who brought Bhagirathi Ganges in the shape of the same flow of Bhakti river from Rupa Goswami. That is why he is called Seventh Goswami. So it is so easy to read. All the books of Jiva Goswami and all others are in Sanskrit and so rich language, and some philosophical terms are there. It is very hard to know something from them. But from the books of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the essence of all the Goswamis are in the books of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, especially in Jaiva Dharma. Jaiva Dharma is the last book of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he has taken all the essence in a very little pot. Whole ocean of bhakti has been given in very little pot. He has tried. And it is not so very hard to go through them. So I think that it will be proper for you all that if you want to realize the writings of your Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, and Jiva Goswami and all others, first we should try to go through Jiva Dharma. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has translated and he has explained explanations, bhashya of all the books of Goswami.
Commentary.
Of all. So when I joined Math, Guru Maharaj, my kindly suggested me to read first Jaiva Dharma. Now what I am telling, only by the mercy of Bhakti Vinod Thakur through Jaiva Dharma. And then I read Srimad Bhagavatam, Satsandarbha, all the books from Govinda Bhashya and all the books of all Goswami. So, very easy, the books of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So in morning classes, I will try to give some essence of the literature and all kinds of established truths in morning class. The process. Just explain two kinds of process. One, taking and other, giving up. Those who are favorable, we should accept. And those who are unfavorable, we should give up. So in the teachings of Upadeshamritam by Rupa Goswami, first he has told that what are unfavorable, they should be given. And what is favorable, we should accept all these things. Now I am coming in the sweet pastimes of Krishna. I think that these are more powerful. More powerful. If anyone has pure Shraddha, transcendental faith, and with that faith anyone is hearing with honor and so strong belief these Harikatha, for from a powerful devotee who is Niragi Bhakta. From Niragi Bhakta. There are two kinds of Bhakta. Bhakta means
speakers.
Niragi and Saragi. Saragi, those who have some worldly desires to fulfill. Some attachment in world. And by Harikatha, they want to test all these things. They are Saragi. If anyone hearing their Harikatha, momentarily there will come something. But it will not be steady. It will go away. But those who are Niragi, having no attraction to worldly desire, to taste all these things, and having some realization, and he is perfect in all Shastra, Prabrahmani Nishna, and Prabrahma, and also in Sapta Brahma. Sapta Brahma is Srimad Bhagavat itself. And Parabrahma, always engaging himself, observing himself in chanting, remembering, thinking, like this. Then he is Nirag Bhakta. Like Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, like Gadadhar Pandit, like others. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they are Nirag Bhakta. Then there will be no chance of falling down. Never. So, Harikatha will come through our ears, pure ears, and it will be in the shape of Krishna himself. And then he will clear our heart. and he will make himself a seat, very good seat there. And then we will realize something. So, before beginning our Srimad Bhagavatam, sweet Harikatha, we will have to do prayer to Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Yang prabrajan tamanupetam apetakrityam dvaipanyano pirahakatara ajuhava putreti tan maya sarvobhinedu tan vyasu samsudayam munimantos. Once all the pure rishis and munis assembled in Naimisharanya. Kali was coming. Krishna has left this world with his all associates in Braja, Dwarka and all. So all Kali was coming. So all were very fearful. What to do now? Time will come very hard. What should we do? And in the meantime, Sut Goswami came there and he became Vyas to tell Harikathasa. Saunak and about 88,000 of rishis, muni, all were assembled there. And they asked, especially for the human being in Kali, this Jew, when all will quarrel among for worldly things, so many wars will go away. The human being, even male and female, will give up their religion, anything. All will be engaged in worldly matters, mating and all other things. How should we do? What we should do? Kaise hamara kalyan hoga, shreya? You should tell me. How we will be benefited? Then he did this pranam and began Srimad Bhagavatam. Yang prabrajantam anupetam apeta krityam. I am doing namaskar to my Gurudev, to Srila Sukadeva Goswami, who is all pervading. Pervading? He is in atoms everywhere. Because Krishna is there, Srimati Radhika conjugal star, everywhere, on all atoms, trees and creepers, even human body, everywhere they are. There is no place where they are not. So to serve their, this conjugal, all the bona fide gurus are there. All bona fide gurus. In Baladev or Nityananda, always they are. Krishna without Baladev Prabhu never exists anywhere. So our Guru must be there. So Sut Goswami is telling that my Gurudev is all pervading everywhere, serving his conjugals. So don't see that our Gurudev is dead. He never dies. If he is bona fide Guru, never dies, no question. So he is doing pranam, that you are everywhere, inspiring Krishna Bhakti in all. I know that when you took birth, no ceremony was there, not cutting off that, no jat karma was there. Pati jat karma.
Purification process.
What?
Cutting the umbilical cord.
Yes. And clearing and taking bath and all these things. so many cows given, donation and all these things. There was no ceremony. And at once he quickly left that place. And then his father Vyas began to cry, "Oh son, where you are going? Oh son, oh son." And all the trees in Oko replying, "Oh, who is son? Who is father? Who is mother? Who is son? Who is sister?" Only mohe vahi karanam. Only attachment is the cause, root of all these things. Why you are calling like so? So trees are replying in echo. Who is this Sukhdev Goswami? Who is telling so sweet? Even Narada is present there. Even Vyasadeva is there. Parashar is there. All are there in the council of Parikshit Maharaj. But all requested Sukhdev Goswami, who was naked. Why they told? So we should know that who is, who was Sukhdev Goswami. He was the parrot of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika always used to keep this parrot with her everywhere. She has a golden case, sometimes out of case, sometimes in case, and sweetly carousing. And he used to tell, "Oh, you should repeat me. Krishna, 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 Krishna." And the parrot in the same voice, so sweet voice of Srimati Radhika, don't totally follow anyone. If you, in our village, there was a person who kept a parrot. And sometimes he used to go to his house, home. "Oh, kaun hai? Kaun hai? Who are you? Who are you? Stop it. Nonsense, nonsense. Go away, go away, go." Sometimes. Then he used to say, "Oh, who is telling?" And in the voice of his master, "Oh, he is anywhere hidden and telling like this." But after some time, "Oh, you know, this parrot is telling." And somewhere these parrots like Ram, 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 Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, telling like this, in a very sweet voice. It depends on the master who teaches them. So this parrot was with Srimati and she was giving him her pomegranate seeds, reddish, like pearls. And sometimes he used to give milk and very long rice, basmati chawal, very sweet, very crisp. And he used to take and to follow Srimati Radhika, Krishna, Krishna, in same sweet voice of Radhika. Anyone cannot distinguish whether Srimati Radhika is telling, uttering, or he is uttering. One day she was doing so, and he was repeating Krishna, Krishna. But he flew from the palms of Srimati Radhika, very near Nandagaon, both each other. Only there is difference of two fingers. The border of Nandagaon and border of Barsana. Plenty of so much kadamba trees in Nandagaon and plenty of Tamal Krishna in no Barsana. Tamal in Barsana and some kadamba trees there. But it may be some tamal trees in Nandagaon and some be Barsana kadamba, but very little. We have seen in Nandagaon about thousand and thousand of kadamba tree, kadamba khandi there. Kadambater also, where? Kadambater, where Krishna used to take his flute and climb on the top of that tree and used to tell, oh, Shyamali, Gauri, Kalindi, calling all the gauds, and sometimes in the midnight, oh Radhike, oh Lalite, oh Vishakhe, oh, like this calling. This is called Kadamba Te. So everywhere, still now, but so many have expired in the separation of Krishna and Radhika. So that parrot came in Nandagaon and sat on the branches of any tree, tamal tree, because they like tamal tree, because Srimati Radhika likes tamal tree, and the color of both are like same, and began to speak, utter Krishna, 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 Krishna. And Madhumangal was at that time play with Krishna. So Krishna then heard that, oh, from where Radhika came? And he began to search Radhika, where is Radhika? And calling me Krishna, Krishna. But he could not see. Then he saw on the tree branch that, oh, very beautiful parrot with reddish nose.
Big.
Very beautiful. And he saw. Then he began to utter, Krishna, Krishna. And after some moment he began to tell, I'm so unworthy. So unworthy. And akritagya.
Ungrateful.
By nature, because we are birds. I was sitting on the palm of Srimati Radhika, always curiosity in being, giving and sweet rices, and so much loving, always. But I'm so ungrateful creature that I left Srimati Radhika. And coming here, fie on me. Then Krishna saw that, oh, he is so much lamenting. He told that, come on, in sweet voice, my dear parrot, come on. And seeing this, he at once came on the hands, palms of Krishna. He began to caress Kirishyaka and tell that, oh, so please tell what you are uttering. Then she began to talk. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. I'm so ungrateful creature. I am so मैं बहुत ही नीच आदमी हूँ मैंने and ungrateful. I was playing on the palms of Srimati Radhika and she was so much giving me so much honor, so many sweet things, and I have left her and I have come to here. So fie on me. Hearing this shloka, Kavi Karnapur has written that shloka, very beautiful. And he began to weep, that parrot. Krishna told that, oh, you have come to me. And you should repeat this time to me. I want to play with you. I want to also give rice and sweet and pomegranate seeds.
Pomegranate.
Anardana. And you should be with me. When they were telling and doing, loving that parrot, at once two sakhis came, Lalita and Vishakha. They were so much worried for that parrot. They went to Krishna and told, oh, my dear Kanaiya, this parrot is of Radhika, Shuk. Its name is like Bichakshan. Vichakshan. And he is very sweet to Radhika. This parrot is life and soul of Radhika. If you are taking this and keeping with you, she may die. So please at once give this parrot. We will take it and give. And she is so worried for this. He told, Krishna replied that if it is your sukh and your Srimati's sukh, then you can call. And if he is going easily to you, you can take it at once. They tried so much that, oh parrot, come on, come on, Srimati is calling you. But he was very peaceful in the hands of, and sometimes calling Krishna, Krishna. Krishna told that, it seems that this parrot is not your Srimati ji, it is mine. So you can call, and if he is going, no harm. But I will not give you. In any case, he may go. They tried hard, but failed. They entered in the council of Srimati Yashoda Devi and told, oh mother, Yashoda, and they did pranam. Yashoda told that, oh, you seem very worried. Why you are so worried? They began to tell all the history that the parrot of Srimati Radhika has come here twice, and it is playing with Krishna is playing with him, and he is not giving us. So Radhika may die for this. She is so worried. She has left his food and taking water, everything. So it must come to us, so that we can return to Srimati Radhika. Then Srimati Yashoda told us, oh my daughter, you should wait a little. Don't worry. And he at once went to Krishna and Madhumangal, and they were playing with that. Oh, you should repeat what you are telling and hearing and giving something to eat. In the man, Yashoda came at once and took the bird very forcefully. What you are doing? And to stoop the ear of Krishna twisting, oh, Nand Baba is waiting for you to take Mahaprasadam, and you are here with birds and so many animals. And you want to be animal and birds? Oh, you should come. And he took the hands of Krishna, taking Krishna forcibly. And Madhumangal was telling, like seeing what is happening. At once he came and visited here, and he came in the room where the two girls were waiting, and she said, oh, take it. And at once he should go to there. And they returned. So you can think that how and who was this sukh. But how he became in the shape of a man, this parrot. You know that all the birds, all the serpents, all the animals, deer, everything of Krishna Lok are transcendental. All are transcendental. It has been written by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Yat kinchit tirna gulmaki katamukham goste samastam hitat sarvananda mukunda daitam leelanukulam param shastre re muhur muhur nishtam kitam jancha brahmadeer apishashpriham tato sarvam maya idam vandate. Raghunath Das Goswami is doing vandana to all creepers, all trees, all the animals, even to a scorpion, even to snakes and all. Why? Oh, you are all associate, transcendental associate of Krishna. You can give Krishna bliss and Krishna bhakti, pure bhakti. So I am praying to you all. How a snake serves Srimati Radhika and Krishna conjugal. Once Srimati Radhika was in anger, and he was ready to go from Krishna to his Radha Kunda from anywhere in Govardhan. And he was quickly going, returning. And Krishna was so much worried for that, He wanted to stop Radhika not to going, but she was very strongly in mood to not to be with Krishna. So when she was going, two, three, four steps, he saw that there was a very poisonous snake. And when he saw Srimati Radhika, from other side he goes, oh, faw, faw. Raising his horse and he was hissing. Oh, Srimati Radhika was so much afraid. And telling, oh, Krishna, Krishna. And he ran and he fell in the lap of Krishna. Krishna was fell. He could not do. But the serpent made Srimati Radhika to again meet with. So Leelanukuram, so helpful for all these things. To eat snakes and scorpions and all others are helping in Krishna and Radhika serving anyhow. To what we speak others? So all are transcendental in Vrindavan. We should have eyes to see this. So Sukadeva Goswami was super parrot of Srimati Radhika. When Krishna first times were samapta ho gai, completed, and he began to return to Golok Vrindavan with his all associates. Then Srimati and Radhika told, ordered this parrot that you should be in world. World needs you. Because when you will return to Golok Vrindavan, there will be none to save this world by Hari Katha. So you should be in this world and to save this world by Hari Katha. He began to weep. Very बहुत जोर से रोने लगे बिटरली भी हाउ आई कैन बी विदाउट यू कंजुगल आई कैन नॉट बी इन दिस वर्ल्ड बट दे टोल्ड दैट वी विल गिव एम्पावर यू टू बी हियर एंड टू स्पीक हरि कथा एवरीवेयर इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड आफ्टर योर वर्क विल बी फिनिश्ड यू कैन कम देयर नो हॉल सो दे returned to Golok Vrindavan and parrot was here. He was flying here and there, looking at where Harikatha is going on. Without Harikatha he cannot be. So if there anywhere he was searching the places, he went in Kailas. And where Shankar was telling this Harikatha, Bhagavat Katha, how Krishna came to this world. And he was explaining to his wife, Parvati Devi. From beginning she was hearing. And there on a branch of a tree, hiding himself, this parrot was there hearing Hari Katha. When in Srimad Bhagavat in third canto, he was explaining how creation was done, how all kinds of things were made, and other things. No interest, she being a lady devotee, she slept. But that parrot was very careful. He began to do What more? Very good, very good. Go on. Like in the mood of, in the voice like Parvati. And Shankar saw that, oh, Parvati is hearing everything and he went on. But when 10th canto was completed, when again 12th and 11th and 12th came, she walked and told, oh, I was sleeping. I could not hear all these things. I want that. I request you to tell again. Then Shankar told that, I told all these things in vain. But I saw that you are doing whom? Hmm? Go on, go on. Very good, very good. Who was doing so? No, I have not heard all these things. So he began to look that who has such, that who was doing like this? Like Parvati's voice. And he saw that in the branch of a very green tree, a reddish, and there was a very good pear, very beautiful pear. He took his trigon, and began to follow. I will kill this bird. Because being a unqualified person, and he heard, in Gita, or in Srimad Bhagavat, Krishna has told to Arjuna in Gita that you should not tell this Srimad Bhagavat Gita to any unqualified person. If you are telling, then you will have to feel so much offensive. So you should not. It will go without any fruit. So if you are telling all these things to any unqualified person, those who have no honor, you should not tell. So Srimad Bhagavat should not be told. But he is like a bird, and he has heard, so I should kill. Otherwise he will be imitation guru, and then he will be making so many offenses and problems, and he will cheat others. So he wanted to kill. But at once that bird flew away, and very near us he came to Bhadrikashram. Though by air going only 4-5 miles, but now by bus or in vehicle or by on foot it will take 1 month going there, so long distance. So in a moment he flew, and Shankar took his trigon and began to follow. He was not so much ordinary person. He also walked in a sky, and he began to flew, and he followed. And then in time that parrot came in the ashram cottage of Vyasadeva, where Vyasadeva was explaining Srimad Bhagavat same to his wife Bhitika Devi, and she was hearing all these things like very carefully. That it is like a nectar I am taking. So his mouth was some open, and at once that bird entered in his own. But there was no pain or anything. And he heard for 16 years or 12, some no harm, 12 years or 16. I think that Bhagavat is divided in 12, so 12 years he heard. And after that Vyasadeva told to him, oh, who you are in the womb of your mother? Now your mother is feeling some pain. Oh, then she came, Shankar came and told, and searching there, Vyasadeva told, he did pranam to Shankar, and Shankar did pranam to reciprocal. And then Vyasadeva told, what you are searching? Oh, have you seen any parrot coming here? Yes, yes, I have seen. But why you are searching? I want to kill that bird. Why? Because he has heard Srimad Bhagavatam being unqualified. So I want to kill. Then Vyasadeva began to laugh. Oh, you know what is the result of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes, I know. What? He becomes ajar amar.
Immortal.
Then if he has become immortal, how you can kill him? Kill that bird. You cannot kill. And he began to laugh. Then Shankar realized his whole mistake. And then he also began to laugh. And then he returned. oh, Krishna has arranged anything. So, nothing to do. After that, after 12 years, Vyasadeva requested that, who are you in the womb of your mother? How you are giving pain? You should come out of womb. The boy in womb told, I am Sukh, but I cannot come. I can come in the same moment when any powerful person will take away this maya from this world. And that moment I can come. He told them, I am powerful, I can do like this. I am taking whole maya from here. You should just come out. He told that, no, I have no faith on him. If Krishna will come and tell that, then I can come. At once, Vyasadeva remembered Krishna and Krishna came there. Then Krishna told, O parrot, you should come down from your mother. Om. So tell them, who are you? I am Krishna. Oh, my namaskar to you. What you want? You should come out. He told that, I can come only when you will take this maya from this world. What is this maya? Maya. There are two letters in this word. Ma means no. Ya means what you are realizing in this world. What you are thinking that I am this body, you are not this body. You are thinking that they are your father, mother, sister and all other things. And all belongs to you, wealth and animals and all the things. But your attachment to you with them, it is a wrong thing. So, maya, don't believe in this. So, by the illusory power of whose maya is going on like this, that I am this body, these are minds, this is called maya. One fraction, manifestation of yoga maya. This is Mahamaya. So if you will take Mahamaya, then I will come. He told, yes, you can come very quickly. I am giving time that in a very short short, if some linseed seeds are given and they cannot be there for
a second.
I am giving time, and so you should come out. So Krishna did that. He at once came and began to run. And Sukadeva Vyasadeva, he's out of maya. He's transcendental. He's really qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavat that I have seen in my trance. So I want that this boy should study Srimad Bhagavatam with me. And then he should preach everywhere in this world Bhagavat Katha, by which all the by which whole world can be liberated and they will have bhakti, and thus Srimad Bhagavat will be preached in the whole world. Then that thinking this, oh my son, he was falling. We should do one kirtan. Radhe, kya? Bansi bajavat bhayo, kahune ghan shyam dekho, kahune ghan shyam dekho. Bansi bajavat bhayo, kahune ghan shyam dekho. Bansi bajavat bhayo, kahune ghan shyam dekho. Radhe tere shyam hane, radhe tere shyam hane, nande gaon mein dekho. Radhe tere shyam hane, nande gaon mein dekho. Radhe tere shyam hane.
Amchura Mat Bhalo.